Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody. It is Testimonial Tuesday, and this is Belinda and Dan. I don't know if you're on the line or not. Are you there? All righty. Well, it might be me until Dan hops on the line, and what we will do is just have you go ahead now and press 1 to be placed in the queue. We'd like to hear from you, and what we want to hear is all the good things you're loving about Beamer. And I know that that's a lot, so just go ahead and press 1 to get placed into the queue and share your compliance testimony on your challenge and how Beamer has helped you, why you love sharing Beamer. And by compliant, of course, we mean no mention of disease names that might be common in the medical field, no mention of drug names or the use of words like pain, cured, treatment, things like that, as well as just keep it simple, and it's always nice to just tell about the symptoms you were experiencing and how they've been minimized or they're gone. Keep it short and sweet. We all have attention spans of about 8 seconds, so just know that everybody wants to hear your story, and that's very important as we all pass forward this beautiful, incredible technology. And we're excited to have you on the call today. So I believe, Dan, your line is now open. So you want to say a few words to welcome everyone?
Hi. Yeah, I was already saying a few words. I was screaming at you. I'm here. I'm here. I'm right here.
Glad you made it today. How are you today? And are you in the Denver area today?
Yep. Snowy Denver. We finally had winter hit. We had a very mild December and January, and all of a sudden February, man, it's like it's been something else. So, yep, already got my driveway shoveled. I'm ready to roll.
Awesome. You know, I'm in South Carolina, and we had the most beautiful snowfall. It's that perfect snowfall where things are already in bloom, and it's kind of an early spring. I'm looking at the trees with the beautiful pink flowers, the ones that come out early, and all the bulbs are starting to come up, and bam, we get hit with this beautiful snowfall, but it was delightful. We had several inches, and the ground was covered, and the kids got to go out and have a snow day and play, and then it was gone. And now it's really like spring weather, so wherever you are in the country, though, we do want to hear about your Beamer story, and we have a lot of callers in the queue, and I would encourage you to press 1 and not be shy, because this is how we get the word out about what's happening in the breakthroughs in healthcare, and each one of us can impact so many people. This call is recorded and will be archived, and of course, you can always use this to share with others. And by sharing your story, you would have a record of it as well. And just remember to keep it compliant. So, Dan, there's probably something we should mention on the air today. Literally, I had to get off of a manager call just now. The show was counting down and about to begin, and we had a call. Okay, that we needed to get on, and I don't know if you were on that call or not, Dan, if you happen to be able to get on that or not.
No, I did not.
Right. So we might have some questions today about this. So we are very transparent in our communication here with Beamer and Beamer Distributors, and this show is for Beamer Distributors. But we just want to let everybody know that very customary in this business. It's happened before. It happens to many businesses, so it's nothing unusual, and it might just mean a slight delay. And we don't know how long of a delay, but whenever there's a lot of shipments coming in and the process of a metal device that the FDA monitors the shipments obviously coming in, and as they're coming from abroad and into the docks, especially being a medical device, and there's a process. And so within that process, sometimes we can get held up with the FDA doing the things that it needs to do, which is standard. And so currently right now what's happened is the orders are on hold, and that's because we've got quite a few that are sitting on the docks in Long Beach where they come on and come in, and we're just kind of waiting for those to get cleared. And then we have about 5,000 units there and another 2,500 at sea en route. And so we don't want to take people's credit cards and charge their bank account or their cards when we are temporarily held up by this process. And so we would rather do the right thing and just letting them know that when they go to place the order, that now it will let them know that they will be notified as soon as they are cleared and in our warehouse here in the United States in Carlsbad. And then we will call them on the phone and let them know, you know, we'll let everybody know that the orders are back in, and it's the same process that we always go through and just simply order. But right now we've got about 50 orders that are on back order. You know, those we like I say, we're just going to let people know. It's really about, actually it's about 42 orders here in the United States. It doesn't impact Canada, so Canada's okay, and it doesn't impact the horse unit. But what we decided to do is not to keep taking orders and charging until we have these cleared from Long Beach and they make it into our warehouse. So other than that, it's a very common thing that happens. Fortunately, not too often does it happen, and there's a process to it. We've committed all resources to get the FDA to speed this up for the reasons that their work is slowing us down and what they're looking at. And so Peter Gleim is involved, Robert Mall, obviously our CEO, Albert Bosch, is there now in Liechtenstein, and everybody's all man on deck are resolving this as quickly as possible. And just wanted everybody to know that just unite, managers and distributors, unite. This is a great time to either make a choice. You can whine, complain, take a break, or you can just keep doing what we do every day, and that's continuing to tell people about Beamer, continuing to work with your group, continuing to count your blessings, continue to bring people into the business if they're looking for the business opportunity and sign people up as IBDT. There's a lot of work that we do to get people prepped and ready for being distribution partners. So as far as that, keep doing what you're always doing. We could be looking at a couple days. We could be looking at a week. It's not a matter of if, but when. And in the meantime, it is business as usual. So just wanted to ask anybody who might be listening in if you have questions about that. Obviously, I'm not the expert. I literally received this information just seconds ago. We wanted everybody to know, to understand that, like I said, time to time this does happen, and it's just keep going and sharing your story and doing what we do every single day. So with that, Dan, any comments you'd like to make to that?
I know Beamer will do everything they can to get it rectified quickly. It's the second time it's happened and over my four-year career here, and the last time it happened, they got it taken care of quickly. Everything they do at corporate is amazing. I couldn't say enough about corporate customer service over the years. Every experience I've had with it has been outstanding, so I know that they'll work their way through this and get it handled.
Absolutely. We have the best company ever. So we can sit back and understand that this is just a very minor temporary thing. I guess minor is a good word I'd like to use because it happens, right, Dan? I mean, it happens anytime that you're bringing orders. I've seen one company that a couple years ago that was selling a real hot product, and it was like a nutraceutical product, and they got held up for 9 months. And guess what? They grew their business and took orders but didn't put them into the system. And the day that that product hit, oh, my gosh, it was just the biggest windfall ever for the customer, for the users, for the distribution partners. So, you know, we're not looking at that kind of delay. This is just a little glitch, and everybody's focused on it. So we do have some callers on the line, and I'm going to open up the call that I see here. It is 509-981. And again, we'd love to hear your testimony. So I'm sure you might have questions about this, and I'd like to direct you as well to your sponsor, your management support team, and your regional as well. And we all will be keeping everybody informed, and all information we gather, we're very transparent. And that's what I love about this company, is we know what's going on. And that, to me, is always the best way to handle things. So I'm going to open up the line, 509-981. Welcome to the call today.
Good morning, everyone. This is Shu in Spokane, Washington. And Steph, I got on a couple minutes late, and I didn't catch the topic that you were talking about.
Right. So, I mean, obviously it's Testimonial Tuesday, but I did want to update the field. We literally just got off of a manager call, and we're just waiting for sometimes the FDA has to – well, obviously there's a process when our orders come in from – or anybody's orders come in from another country, especially a medical device that is sitting on the docks. And so that's temporarily delayed us, and we have shipped out pretty much everything we have in inventory here, yet we've got 5,000 units sitting on a dock and another 2,500 en route. And that happens whenever there's such a big demand and suddenly there's an influx of more product coming in, and it's just a matter of getting that cleared. So we just wanted everybody to know, rather than charging people's cards and having all these back orders, I mean, if you think about that, you know, nobody's happy, well, you charged my card and now it's 10 days later and it just went out, or it's 3 days later. But we are talking about not a matter of if, but when, and we're clearing that very quickly. So it's just a temporary delay, but we did want people to know not to get alarmed. Does that answer your question?
Oh, more than you bet. Yeah, that was perfect. Thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate that.
Awesome. And you got a little testimony you want to share with us?
Well, sure. It's been a while since I shared mine. A lot of people have heard it. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I was unfortunate at the wrong time to be there, and got 42 pieces of shrapnel and 2 bullet holes in me about 2 hours after I got to my unit over there, and I laid in the hospital for 4 months, and things kept happening. Things didn't go right. I ended up going back over there. They offered me a medical discharge, and I said, no, I can't do that. How would I ever get a job, was my thought process at that time. And so I went back over. We got hit one more time and got gassed and run through some concertina wire and stuff. But since the Beamer 2.5 years ago, I literally got my life back. They thought I'd be in a wheelchair or crutches the rest of my life. And being an outdoorsman born and raised in Montana, I just couldn't accept that. I just wasn't in my mind thought to be in a wheelchair on crutches. And so I was very fortunate. My parents, and very young, were always into nutrition. And fortunate for me, I never, ever stopped looking my whole entire life. And a good friend of mine in Tri-Cities, Washington, Helen Miller, her and I kept running into each other in marketing companies, and we'd call each other and share back and forth. And one day she called me and she says, Shu, I think I found it. And a doctor friend of hers had a couple of them in his office and asked me to come down. So I went that very day. And I went down and got on there for 8 minutes. I said, yeah, I got to have one of these. And not knowing the science or testimonies per se or not, I just knew that felt good, that 8 minutes. And I'm back to doing everything that I was doing before I went overseas. And I think Bettina says it best. She was so lucky and so fortunate and got a gift to her, gave a gift to herself that just keeps giving. And after 2.5 years, it does not stop. It just, I can't imagine what else can be wrong with me that this thing just keeps fixing. And
it's just from the
little tiny aging spots, you can get rid of those, to little molds on your skin that just disappear, and to my eyes that are back to 20/20, and my dentist says, wow, what are you doing to your teeth? The bones are coming back. I mean, it just never I love going to the doctor anymore because of the stories they get to tell me and stuff. I just bless Beamer and all they do, for sure. It's been a lifesaver for me and my family. Thank you.
Stu, I cannot tell you how excited I am that you called in today. You've just blessed so many. I want you to know that the number one show we've ever done on Blog Talk Radio for Beamer was the show honoring Vietnam vets, and your story has changed a lot of lives. And I thank you for calling in today, and I thank you for your service to our country. And you're exactly right. I, too, know that this is the gift that keeps on giving. I get so fired up. It's year 4 for me, and I'm more fired up today than I've ever been. I know what this does, and I just can't say enough about how happy we are that you called in today. And thank you so much for blessing us with your testimonial today.
Thanks for what you're all doing. Love you.
Thank you. We love you, too, Stu. Wow, isn't that great, Dan?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Appreciate it, service.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just so excited that Stu called in. So great, great day. So I want to go to our next caller, and I would like to ask the rest of you callers to please hit 1 and not be shy. We want to hear from you, but the next caller, we'd love to hear your compliance testimony. And, again, just reminder, keep it simple, make it yours, and no mention of medical names and the word pain, cure, treatment, all of that. And tell us what you love about Beamer and what it's done for you. 352-796, you're on the air. Are you there? All right. We're just going to move on then. Maybe they hit one by accident, or they were on mute. So we'll go back to them in a few minutes. And Dan, you want to give us a testimonial? I haven't heard yours in a while.
Well, let's see. I would say I never got a Beamer because I had anything, let's say, wrong. I didn't have any medical issues or anything like that. My wife's a physical therapist, and when we heard about the Beamer, and she said, oh my gosh, if it'll do that for blood flow, it could only help us. So we're both into preventative. So I would have to say, over the last, I've had my Beamer for about 4.5 years, I would say the biggest thing for me has been recovery on workouts. And I'm in my 60s, and I just ran the Las Vegas Half Marathon in November, and it was great. I hadn't run one in a few years. Half marathon, I used to run quite a bit when I was younger, and also I coach my son's baseball team, and he's in high school, and I throw batting practice a lot, and I'm talking about I'll throw a couple hundred pitches, and I always Beamer my arm beforehand and afterwards, and even my son has said, yeah, there's not too many of the fathers out there that throw a couple hundred pitches in batting practice like you do. And I always tease him and say, yeah, well, they don't have a Beamer. And because he uses it all the time. He's a pitcher, and he uses it before and after he pitches as well. We won't let the trainers put ice on him because we tell him his arm's not injured. He doesn't need ice. He just needs recovery. And so we won't let the trainers put ice on him. We use the Beamer. So I would say my biggest benefits has been on the athletic working out recovery side. and it's been amazing.
Wow, that's quite an accomplishment to be in your 60s running half marathons, and I see so many men and women in their 60s, and they already have a lot of mobility issues and bone and muscle loss and aren't just at that fitness level that we can be. And Beamer offers so much hope to people to know, no, this doesn't have to be your life. You can be active, mobile, and an athlete still if that's your desire. And I love that your son's team and that you're throwing balls and all of that. That's just, you know, I'd never heard your testimonial, so I'm really glad that you shared that. I think that's empowering. So thank you for that. And we do have another caller on the line.
Yep, and also, Melinda, what was cool in Vegas, a couple of my Beamer friends, a couple of the first people I turned on to Beamer, they own a medical supply business in Vegas, and they were there at the finish line for me with a big sign and saying congratulations, and I thought that was awesome. I thought that was so cool that they came out and did that. So Beamer's a great family as well. So thank you.
It is. It is the greatest network and community of people I've ever met. And the support here is unbelievable all across the world. Anywhere people know about Beamer, already you become part of a movement, a group that knows we're impacting lives that no other product or no other way we could do. So thank you for sharing that. Yes, so we're going to go over now to 819-791. Thank you so much for calling in today and tell us who you are, where you're from, and share your Beamer story.
Bonjour, this is Eric Ouellette from Sherbrooke, Quebec, Canada. I'm doing great here. There's a lot of snow. We've had a major snowstorm over the weekend, over 40 centimeters, so that's about a foot and a third of snow in our town. And so it's beautiful outside. It's all white. The trees are loaded with snow, and it's wonderful. So even if there's not much sun, the reflection on the snow makes it very clear, very light everywhere. So it's good in the middle of winter to get more light. I wanted to share my testimonial, well, a new testimonial. I've had my Beamer for almost 4 years. And like many people, for me, at first it was the athletic performance that improved, even though I'm just an occasional runner and all that. I run just for fun. I rarely do competitions. Obviously, my recuperation is a lot better than it used to be before the Beamer. So now I can enjoy running without feeling the hurt too much for too long after, because I recuperate fast. But last week, a new story emerged, a small one, but one of the things that made me discover Beamer was after I had an accident, a trauma to the head. It wasn't a major trauma, but it created an issue with one of my eyes. And I'm still working on that, but I'm glad that happened because it made me discover the Beamer. The thing is, for the last 5 years, that eye that's not working well has made the other eye work a lot harder. So recently I've noticed my vision going down a little bit. So I went down for a test for my vision to get glasses, which I hadn't had for a long time. I had LASIK a long time ago. And the doctor told me, well, not the doctor, but the technician at the optometrist told me of a test I had never heard before about. She says it's a test of the health of the glands just below your eye. Because she says, you might think you're not seeing clearly, but maybe your eye is a bit dry or something like that. So if we evaluate the health of the glands below your eye, we'll have another clue on if you're really not seeing that well or if it's just a dryness. So I accepted that test with the extra cost. And when the optometrist gave me the results later on, she said, and I'm 53, by the way, she said, I've rarely seen glands that are this healthy in a human being. She says they're fantastic. So it's obviously not your issue. And I said, well, that's all because of my Beamer. So I gave her a pamphlet.
Way to go. Yes. You know, isn't it amazing that physicians are making such comments? And I've heard that many times. In fact, I too had to have my eyes examined. I've got a situation that's kind of due to some old surgery back when RK was around. and it's prior to the LASIK. So for me, what I learned was RK probably wasn't such a great idea, because over the years, your eyes, while they temporarily are improved for astigmatism and your vision's great, you don't need to wear contact lenses. They do start to result back in poor vision that's not reversible. So there's not much we can do. However, the good news was I also had cataracts when I went in, checked about 8 years ago, and I got a little discouraged and just did not do anything at the time, thinking I'm not where I need cataract surgery. But guess what happened? When I recently, about 3 months ago, went down to a specialist in Florida, had my eyes looked at, he said, no, your cataracts look good. You're not a candidate for surgery. So that was like a wow for me. That's my personal testimony, and not to guarantee what others might experience, but it was great news, just like you received. So thank you for sharing that with us. We really appreciate
yeah.
it.
Well, yeah, for me, you know what? Like, I can, like, the reason why I got the Beamer was because the incident I got caused a traumatic cataract in my left eye. And that hasn't resolved yet, but I have, like, inside of me, I don't want to get surgery, because I've had the LASIK like so long ago, I don't want to weaken my eye more. So I'm willing to work on it with the Beamer and other natural things to get this resolved. I know it can get take time, so I'm not worried about it, and I'm actually grateful, because it made me discover a lot of things. And with the LASIK, like you said, well, maybe I would make a different decision now. I had mine in 98. I would probably make a different decision knowing what I've got with Beamer and other things around me, and probably wouldn't get the surgery nowadays. And in my interior, I'm thinking that the Beamer is actually reversing my LASIK, and that's why my vision's going down a little bit. I think I'm healing the inside. So that's just a mental thing that I'm going through, saying, you know what, my vision's not really going down. It's actually improving to get back to better later on. So I'm playing that mental trick on me to stay positive.
Absolutely. I do the same thing. I'm a big believer in that. And isn't it nice when you think about what Beamer does, that we do have options before just jumping to surgery? And sometimes we need it, and we have to have surgery. Just like pharma, sometimes we need pharma, and we have to have that. It saved a lot of lives. But how nice is it to know that if there is a natural, non-invasive, proven result, been around 21 years, millions, close to 2 million now users, thousands of hospitals, and that it can do no harm. Like, would not anybody want to try that? Why wouldn't they? And that was kind of the boat I was in. I always wanted to try natural first, and it's paid off for me. And same here. So thank you once again for calling in. We really appreciate your story. Dan, you ready to open up another line, 614-857?
Yep.
Let's do it. Welcome to the call, 614-857.
Hi, this is Crystal Berman. Great.
Hi, Crystal.
Testimonials today. Hi.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Columbus, Ohio, and we do not have any snow and have barely had any snow all winter. My children are extremely disappointed. They've not sled ride once. We do have gray skies, which is common in this part of the country. But that's actually the first I've heard Shu's testimony, and it was amazing. And I've given my testimony before, but thought, you know, I'm sure there's people that haven't heard it, so I thought I would call in and share it. I have a chronic health condition, and it's made my body work against itself for many, many years. And so I have been on medication to help manage the symptoms of it. And last summer, I had a bad side effect of the medication. It started to cause me to lose my eyesight. And so the blindness was irreversible, and they had to take me off the medication immediately. When I came off of the medication, my body reacted very negatively, and my body actually went into withdrawal symptoms. and the withdrawal symptoms triggered my chronic illness so severely that it flared my disease very bad. My disease was flared up so bad that I wasn't able to stand I couldn't tolerate standing for more than a minute. I couldn't walk more than a few feet. I was just, my body was just in excruciating pain.
Discomfort.
And,
yeah.
Oh, I thought we were allowed to say pain now. Discomfort. Sorry, I'm trying to keep it compliant.
Way, but no, because I'm really loving your story, because I feel like, you know, you're talking about your eyes and blindness and in a chronic condition. Wow, you have gone through a lot. And so you now are paired back up with the disease. And then did somebody reach out, or how did you come to find out about Beamer?
So when I was taken off of the medication, I had a doctor's appointment the same day. And so I was updating my medical record. Oh, by the way, I'm not taking this anymore. Yeah, I guess I'm going blind, you know, just casually speaking. And it was my dental hygienist said, have you heard of the Beamer? And I said, I've never heard of it. And she's not a distributor. She had just heard of it. And she said, I think you should look this up. And so I did. And I was really impressed, not knowing a few days later my body was going to go into the severe reaction that it did. And in Columbus, there are several distributors, so I was actually able to find a unit very quickly to be able to rent. And my body, when I was in withdrawal, my body was shaking profusely. I was sweating. My insides were convulsing. The discomfort I was in was just through the roof. And I would get on the Beamer and it would stop the shaking. It would stop my organs from quivering, and it would just calm my body down. And it would last, you know, 2 or 3 hours. And then all the shaking and the profuse sweating would start back up, and I would get back on the Beamer and it would just calm it right back down. And so I was able to pull myself through this withdrawal naturally. And I'm a nurse, and I've had many patients over my lifetime that I have medicated as they have gone through withdrawal from alcohol or recreational drugs, whatever, you name it. You generally have to medicate them with other medication to keep their body from becoming too severe. So that alone was very significant, that I was able to naturally pull myself through this withdrawal. And then I had to follow up with my doctor because of the flare that I had gone into. And they, of course, were calling in all kinds of medications to help protect my body. And I was like, you know, this Beamer is something. And I was like, let me just continue to use this without starting the rescue medications. And so I was able to pull through my 3 weeks until I got back to the doctor without medicating myself with anything additional. And when I went back to the doctor, they did blood work. And by this point, my flare had calmed down and I was able to duck stain out of the hospital, which is what I greatly feared was going to happen. And so I had told the doctor what had happened, and I said, but I have found this Beamer and it really is helping me significantly. So they said, well, let's recheck your blood work. We're still going to need to start you on another medication to manage your disease. When I got my blood work back, the level of my disease had dropped to a lower titration level than it had ever been since my diagnosis. And
this is great.
That was only after a few weeks.
That is awesome.
And
how long have you had your Beamer?
I have had it since last July. So I have used the Beamer
for
7 months.
Yeah. So
no.
Look at what you've happened, and now you're pretty good. You're seeing you now have a pass. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Oh gosh, and
I'm
I bet you've told so many people about this, right? Like
I have,
a very
and
severe situation. But there's a lot of people out there that have these chronic degenerative and flare-ups conditions, and wow, that is it's just a powerful testimonial, and the body just keeps getting better and better. And as the previous caller said, it's just a gift that keeps on giving. So I'm sure you're agreeing that that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, and that's I share that with so many people that, you know, this has changed not only my life, my family's life, my children's life so significantly, because I have my life back. I'm able to function at a level I've not functioned in years. And this is after only 7 months of using the Beamer, and I'm just so thrilled. And an update on the blindness that was irreversible. I have had, because I get very extensive eye exams where my retina has to get scanned from a specialist, and the eye has healed itself, and the visual defects are 100%.
We might have had a call drop. But I think we got the gist
of
everything.
I can still hear
you. There you are. Okay.
Yeah,
you cut out for a second. So we want to thank you for calling in today. It really touches so many lives to hear your story. And for that, I also want to give you a round of applause, because you trusted an alternative solution, and one that you could trust, because the science has proven itself. And we know that the eyes have a lot of capillaries, right, Dan? That's why they're the first to go. I remember when I started losing my spectacular eyesight, I was asking people, why are people printing their business cards with microscopic print? And folks were like, they're not. I'm like, are you kidding? I can't even read this. And I was like, oh, my eyes are going. That happened early on for me, probably in my late 30s. Early 40s? Anyway.
Yeah.
Dan, do you wear glasses, or have you seen an improvement in your eyes? Seems like today is a great eye topic.
Yeah, no, I've been blessed with good eyes my whole life. So, like I said, in my 60s, no glasses, 20/20 vision, and, I guess my mom had unbelievable eyesight. My mom didn't need glasses till she was in her 70s. So I got my mom's eyes. So now although I still, do the Beamer, around my temples and things like that, just for preventative, but I've had other people, that I've had on the Beamer that have seen quite a significant improvement there. And I know we're not able to go into third parties. So, but anyway, we might want to circle back and circle back to that 352-796 that we went to earlier, and they stepped away from their phone. I could hear background noise, so I think they probably just put their phone down and were occupied with something.
Sure, let's open that line back up. So 352-796, are you still there, and would you like to tell us your Beamer testimonial?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
There you are.
Hello?
Yes, can you
hear me?
You're live?
Yeah, you're live.
You're
on
the air.
I didn't know I pushed my button. I'm calling from Brooksville, Florida, and I do have
and
an
so
eye
just
testimony.
Real quick,
I had
to
no
you know.
Calling.
Just to let you know, we're down to the last 5 minutes. Do you have about a 90-second testimonial, short and sweet, you'd like to share with us, just real fast?
I can tell you I lost my eyesight and everything was black. I couldn't see anything, and it would come and go, and it wasn't until I was introduced to the Beamer that I started having less and less of these episodes, and I finally was forced to go to the doctor, which wasn't my normal reaction. And he told me I had plaque breaking off and going to my eyes instead of my brain, and if I didn't get my arteries carotid or checked, I would probably be dead in 6 months. Well, I didn't do that because I do natural. And so eventually after I did all my research, and I did do the research, and I bought the Beamer, and I've had my Beamer for 3 years in January, and I have not had one blackout spell.
Yay.
My eyesight is my best.
Short and sweet testimony, and I just love that, because I'll tell you what, when you think about the eyes, and that's scary to think about vision loss and plaque and all those things that happen in our bodies that our bodies are given us symptoms of. So that's a very good testimonial, and I'm glad you called in and that you shared that with us. So Dan, we're down to the last 4 minutes. I think we can just reiterate, we've had a great call today, many great testimonials. Want to encourage people to keep after it, keep sharing this with folks. You know, we had such a phenomenal January, and there's so many more people are wanting to get healthy, and they want to do it naturally, and just to keep reaching out and getting people on the list. Go ahead and get the orders ready, and as soon as we clear the those dock orders and get them moved into the warehouse, we'll get them out, and just want to encourage everybody, just keep doing what you do, right, Dan?
Absolutely, absolutely, and I guess I got to take credit for creating these eyesight testimonials today. I was at a friend of mine started a nonprofit out here 7 years ago called the Blind Institute of Technology. He helps blind people find employment and in the technology sector, and there was 530 people at that dinner. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 530 people are a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he's touched a lot of lives. Every blind person or visually impaired person he helps find employment saves the taxpayers, that's you and I, $1 million over the course of their life had they stayed on disability and not worked. And, and a lot of them want to work.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So very good. It was very good to hear those testimonials, and always a pleasure hosting with you, Belinda.
It is so much fun hosting with you, Dan, and just want to encourage everyone once again to keep sharing Beamer, keep sharing your testimonial, and then tomorrow is Whatever Wednesday. That's always a great day to see what topic they're going to cover, and then in the meantime, keep doing what you do, guys, and rock your week. Dan, I will see you on the air next time. And just a reminder, everybody, please get your tickets for Dallas. You do not want to miss Dallas. Be sure you're checking your emails and your updates for the Discover Beamer Tour. Those cities and dates are out now, and please be sure you've got grabbed a ticket to one of those. And as always, get people to the Pre-Academy Guest Night. Invite people to get their certification as an authorized Beamer distribution partner. Get them to the academies, and let's keep changing the world one person at a time, and be blessed in doing so. Dan, you have a wonderful week.
You as well, Belinda. Have a great one.
All right, guys. See you on the air next time.
Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.